Welcome back to the Weekly Sports Take. I'm Russell Newirth.
I'm Jake Boyko.
And this is WDOT Port Washington. We just wanted to let you know that the program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Alrighty, so let's get right into it here. So we haven't had a show in a couple days due to just the breaks and stuff. So let's talk about that Monday night game from not too long ago. It was Kansas City and, St. Louis. Los Angeles. So, wow. That's really all I gotta say.
Yeah, that was one of the best games I've ever seen.
They said that was the best Monday night football game in history in a bunch of different categories.
Yeah. Most points scored. It's just unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
And it wasn't like it was so dominant offensively. There were three defensive touchdowns, two coming from the Rams, one from the Chiefs. So both teams really, in all facets of the game, they played really well. And that's what made it exciting. And the points, just being able to put them on the board at such an easy pace, at such a fast pace, I thought that's what made it so cool. And then you got two 9-1 teams at the time going up head-to-head right against each other. It doesn't get much better than that.
Nah, not at all. I mean, there was over 100 points scored in that one game.
It was the first game ever where both teams scored over 50.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
To think about it, you think that you're playing Xbox or something.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you got so many MVP candidates on the field.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes, Gurley, Goff. It's just so fun to watch all those guys go at it, and they know it's at stake.
Mm-hmm. It's very different this year rather than the last couple years in the NFL, just because I feel like you don't see, obviously there's still the Patriots, but you don't see the Patriots being as dominant as they were last year or the year before. And you see teams that a couple years ago were the laughingstock of the NFL, like the Rams, and the Chiefs, and they just come out of nowhere to be the best, you know? Even the Saints the past couple years have not been what they used to be.
Right, and that's just the whole cycle of the NFL. I don't think we've been alive enough to see it kind of unfold.
Right.
But look at Arizona. Remember when they had the best defense in the league?
Yeah.
And they were 14-2, and then they made it to the NFC Championship game, and they lost to the Panthers, and now they're the worst team in football.
I mean, you could say the same. Remember the Panthers, 2 years ago? They went 12-0 or something like
they
that?
They were 15-1, lost in the Super Bowl, and missed the playoffs.
And now
they're in the playoff hunt. They're in the wild card right now. But it's just, I think what it's been is the Patriots, at least for me, have kind of clouded my vision of it. It's like they've been so good for so long.
Oh, yeah. Our whole lifetime.
And it's hard to think that they're going to get bad and they're going to be bad. There are some teams where you're just like, how could they be bad? I can never imagine that. Just even with Brady and Belichick gone, I could still see them being a decent team. I don't know. I just feel like that dynasty has affected me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's been, ever since we were born, that's been the dominant team consistently throughout the years. I mean, yes, obviously they've lost a couple times in the Super Bowl, and I mean, no team is going to win every single year, no matter how good they are, but there's just been no team that's been as consistent at winning than they have in our lifetime.
Right. So, let's move on. Let's go to the Giants and the Eagles.
Right.
This was pathetic. On Sunday. The Giants had a 19-3 lead with about 2 minutes before halftime. The Eagles scored a touchdown, got the two-point conversion. They were up by 8. The Eagles then went on to win on a game-winning field goal with a score of 25-22. Tell me your thoughts.
I think that game proves that the Giants are not even anywhere near ready to compete in this league, because as of right now with the team that they have, because first of all, from a coaching standpoint, you have one of the best running backs in the league this season on your team, and the first half he went absolutely off. I think, what was it, like a 51-yard touchdown or something like that, one of them?
Right, that was the rushing touchdown, yeah. And he also had a receiving touchdown in there as well.
Right, but in the first half of the game, they were all on the run game. That's all they were doing for the most part, and it was 100% working. So you go into the second half, and I barely remember seeing them run it at all. They kept throwing. All they were doing was throwing it, and it just made no sense. Like, I don't understand. From a coaching standpoint, if you know that the run game is working right now and it's getting past that defense, why would you switch? You know what I mean?
Right. And not only that, the Eagles had 4 cornerbacks who were injured. In practice, in that upcoming week for this game, they had wide receivers playing at cornerback in practice.
Yeah.
So, and Odell said this. He said, I wish we could have gone deep because they're injured, and I would have loved to do that. So you do everything you're not supposed to, and then you expect to win? I mean, I don't know.
I don't even.
And not only that, what you're doing in the first half is working, running the football, mm-hmm. You know, short passes. Right. That's what's working. Why do you go away from that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I just don't understand. I think that, for the most part, this game, the Giants 100% won the first half, but the second half, I think that the reason they lost that game is honestly coaching, because it's the coach's job to realize, hey, running the ball is working right now. Let's keep going with that.
Right, and they were up 16 points with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. If you score a touchdown in the second half, the game might be locked up.
Yeah.
So don't blame your defense for giving up 22 second-half points.
Oh, 100%.
Just score a touchdown, get the field goal that you did, and then the score is 29 to whatever the Eagles are going to have. You know, the situation, the game script is different. I just think the coaching by the Giants was not, it just wasn't productive. It just, there's nothing else. I think the players played well. I think they played well enough to win, but at least in my view, coaches are so important.
Oh, 100%.
I'll give you one example. The Rams, a few years ago, Jared Goff was the number 1 overall pick. Jeff Fisher was the coach. Goff comes in around week 10. He throws 5 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. His passer rating is in the 50s. The following year, Sean McVay, young 30-year-old coach, comes in. They're 11-5, and he's a Pro Bowler. So you got to understand that if you're a coach in the NFL, your decisions impact the game tremendously.
Oh, 100%. I mean, speaking of 11-5 and first-year young coaches, look at the Giants a couple years ago with McAdoo. I mean, he kind of came in. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator before that, but he kind of came in as his role as head coach and did what he had to do, and that team was winning. But I guess he just couldn't handle being a coach or something like that, and the next season, that was just it.
Yeah, I agree. With that, I think we're going to go to our PSA.
One voice can get the point across. 2 voices are stronger. Now add more, and more, and we are stronger than ever. That's the power of a community coalition. They help community groups fight to keep kids away from drugs. It's easy to get involved. Visit helpyourcommunity.org to find out how your group can help. That's helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council. One voice.
All right, and we're going to end the show now. We got a little time constraint. So thank you guys for listening, and anything else you got to say?
That's pretty much it today. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next time.